Good morning, Vista. My name is Sandy Duran, and I'm your host this beautiful morning. Welcome to the Daily Panther News. Today in the studio, we have Lenny Small here to tell us a little bit about himself.
Thanks for having me, ma'am.
Of course, Lenny. Thanks for being here. Also in the studio, we have David and Omarion to give us a little bit more information about the journey. Thanks for being here, guys.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, same here.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Is that okay with you, Lenny?
If George say it's okay, then I guess.
George? Who's George?
Oh, golly. Well, George, he's the best gosh darn friend you can ask for. Me and him's gonna have a fat of land and a farm. He's gonna let me tend the rabbits. He's the best decision maker out there. He makes all of mine.
So you're telling me he makes all your decisions, huh? How does it feel to have George think for you all the time?
I love it. George knows best, so it makes it easy for me when he tells me what to do.
Lenny could not talk because of George. George had thought that Lenny would say something stupid and they would not be able to get a job because he was mentally disabled.
Based on Human Right 20, everyone has the right to say what they think and give and receive information. Lenny's law was violated because George told him to shut up and not express anything but this was okay back then because disabilities were looked at as being dumb or stupid.
How did it feel to be called so many names like dumb and stupid by people, especially George?
George was just messing. He didn't mean no harm when he says those mean things.
People with mental disabilities were treated very badly and poorly back in the 1930s. People didn't really care what they said. Human Right Violation Number 4 was violated because it says everyone is equal even though they are different in skin color, race, disability, and many more ways.
That is true, but in the 1930s, people with disability, colored skin, and people of other race were looked at as not human. They were looked at as animals. This would make it okay in the 1930s for them to be treated like that.
Were you ever scared that George would hurt you in any way because of your mistakes?
Of course not. George wouldn't do nothing to harm me. He's my best friend in the whole world.
Safety and health was not introduced in the USA until the 1970s. So there was minimal health and safety regulations in the 1930s for people with disabilities during this time. So Lenny could not really go anywhere if he ever got abused.
Lenny didn't need to go anywhere at the time. People with disabilities were commonly treated like that, so even if there were places for Lenny to go, he probably wouldn't because that was normal for the time.
In your point of view, can you describe the dream land?
We're going to have a nice big fat of land with a farm and a windmill, and we're going to have some rabbits, and George is going to let me tend them.
What happened at your previous job that made you guys decide to book barley?
I don't know if George would like me talking about it.
Come on, please. George won't know.
Okay. I saw a soft-looking dress, and I like touching soft things. So all I wanted to do was touch it, but then she screams and scares the living daylights out of me. So all I could think to do is hold on. Long story short, she ends up accusing me of raping her, and we get kicked out of weed.
Oh, wow. What a story. At least you guys got out of trouble, huh?
Oh, yes. We got lucky.
Does having a disability ever stop you from being who you are?
Sometimes. When Dora's giving me hell, I says I'm going to go off and find a cave and live all by myself so I don't got to bother him no more. And that ain't what I want to do, but sometimes I think that's what he want.
George tells him not to speak at the job interview because Lenny isn't well aware of what he's saying, and George doesn't want Lenny saying anything dumb that could not get them the job.
In the story, George shouldn't have asked Lenny to not say anything because everyone has the right to say what they think or feel. Lenny didn't have this right, but at the time, this made sense because disabilities made people less capable.
Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you, Lenny. Thank you again for being here. That's it for today, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for tomorrow's Panther News.